And it's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much for doing the show, and the best of luck with the rest of your research. We'll have to hear how this develops.
Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me.
So that's it, everyone. Another week of Grad Chat comes to an end. Don't forget, you can download the show tomorrow from either iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, or CFRC Podcast. Just search Grad Chat. Until next week, this is KM on the FM. Grad Chat.
Grad Chat. Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey-Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's poet laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible GanRocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
What's going on with you? What's going on with you? Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusadaje, Ungahuan, Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6:01 on this Tuesday evening, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're also on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. Ani Nich Kimink, Doug Farquhar and DJ Cause, meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ashnabi Nwewin. Here we go. Oh, it's a cloudy day today, Sean. I hate to say that, but it's warming up. It's all the way up to 5 degrees now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 5 degrees Celsius.
Started out cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it remains more or less cold.
It's a spring day. It just doesn't know what to do. Anyway, I hope you were outside last night, sort of between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
I don't know, Doug. I may have been outside.
Did you look up? To the east?
Sure, up to the east.
Yeah.
The sliver moon?
No, that's off to the west.
But that's
there, too. But there were some meteor showers.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And I missed it.
Well, tonight, if you can see.
Oh, it's going to be tonight?
As well, and the next day. But the best 2 days are last night, tonight, and possibly tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope tomorrow is good if tonight doesn't come up the way you want.
Now, did you hear about this, earthquake?
In Japan?
No, here.
Here? No. Nothing here.
There was an earthquake in...
Today?
Like Ottawa. No, last week.
Oh, no, I missed
it. I think it was in Ottawa region, but felt it as far as,
your territory?
Yeah.
You're kidding. I'm on the edge of the granite.
I would almost think that you would have felt it too, but no.
Well, depends on what time of day.
I think it was around 2. Mm. 2 in the afternoon. Possibly 2:30, something like that.
I was getting a room ready for painting.
Maybe there wasn't an earthquake.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe our listeners
could
felt the earthquake.
Know. Yeah.
The earth move under their feet.
Oh, now we're going to have to get that
the
song
rumblings.
Out.
No?
No.
All right. Never mind that.
No.
Nothing happened last week.
That would be interesting because the Ottawa River is, in fact,
honestly,
a fault line.
It was possibly Wednesday. It could have been a Monday. I don't remember. But I think we did have one of those earthquakes last week.
Well, if any of the listeners to Aboriginal Voices would send us an email.
Let me look up at the news.
Yeah, email.
Probably the news.
aboriginalvoices@cfrc.ca. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Do you think there was an earthquake in Ottawa. You'd think people would let us know about it. Anyway, while you're moving through that, I've been
Eastern Ontario.
Oh, okay.
That would be them too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I'm hoping it did, because then you could tell the Alto people that their high speed train may be in an earthquake prone zone. Because I heard that on the radio earlier today here.
I don't think it's going to matter. They want to put that thing through
anyway
so badly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's do that. Let's spend some...
Let's look at it in a positive sense. First of all, you're going...
That'll make people want to come to Canada.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Sure, it will. They'll look on a map and say, hey, look, a train.
They'll look at it. Well, we already have trains. People don't come to Canada.
Oh, I've died.
Anyways... latest earthquake. It was a 4.0.
Oh, well.
When was this?
Did you get a date?
I don't know. It's not loading.
No, there you go.
Here it is. Strongest in the last 30 days. It was April 14th.
Oh,
what day was that?
Well,
you don't know. You're going to do your little math
thing. Exactly a week ago. Today's the 21st.
It was on a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday
afternoon. Okay, so it was Wednesday when I found out.
It took that long for it to shake the land?
No. So, like, it was that. It was like, and then was that thunder?
Oh.
Because, you know, I guess they're similar in sound.
Well, I can tell you that what time of the day was it? Because if it was midday.
It doesn't say. It just says April 14. I don't know. I felt the need to speak about it, but apparently it makes no difference. Mm. Douglas don't know.
No, but I'm just saying that I was on a ladder on the second floor, and I was sanding to get the last of the room ready to paint. So on the Tuesday afternoon, I was spent time sanding the walls. So I was making a noise and making all... I could have felt it and not even...
So it was probably you. Said it was a 4.0.
No, it wouldn't
be
me.
To make that much noise?
No.
So it was your fault. Anyways, neither here nor there, Doug.
But that's in the Ottawa area?
Oh. I don't know. It was around here.
Around here.
Eastern Ontario.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Southeastern Ontario,
good news. Hey, have you... I'm just going to change the subject for a second. Have you heard what's going on at the United Nations?
Oh, gosh, what now?
There's 4 days, and it's a focus on indigenous peoples around the world, and it's a forum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the keynote speaker to open it yesterday... was...
Mark Carney.
No, Governor General Mary Simon. Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
And when they were talking about some of the issues, I got thinking about a few years ago, probably 5-6 years ago maybe, that where we were hearing Bob Joseph, the fellow who wrote... 21 Things You Ought to Know About the Indian Act, and a few other books. But I can hear in the back of my head that Bob Joseph was probably involved in writing the...
speech?
Governor General's speech.
She didn't even write her own speech?
Well,
what do we pay her for?
To give good speeches. And so I thought, okay, listening to what he said... there's a problem around the world with indigenous sovereignty. Okay, you chuckle. But, you know, look what's happening now with the way that the federal government and the provincial governments are treating indigenous rights within the communities right across the country. It's not just in one province.
Who's doing this?
the federal government and the provincial governments and the territories. The only one that's not doing anything, well, it is the territory of Nunavut. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Because there's a lot. I've been following it. It's this is day two of that four-day forum at the United Nations. And it's a permanent forum. So it's not just once and that's it, done. The forum will go on for a number of years. So each year they'll come for 4 days and they'll talk about current issues. And that seems to be what, you know, one was housing, one year it was housing, one year it was indigenous women's health, and another year they, as I was looking back when they first started, they looked at transportation to and from healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There are a lot of indigenous people who cannot get to the healthcare that went in a timely fashion.
Mm.
Now, around the world. We're not just talking Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this is around the world. So that's what they're looking at, I mean, looking for ways to solve that problem. Anyway, what did you find out?
Well, nothing. Why? What about what? The earthquake?
Yes. You were looking at
it. Well, I told you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was last Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was an earthquake, 4.0. The very...
what time of day, Tuesday. Though? That's what I was asking you.
Well, I told you.
What
2:30.
2:30.
2 to 2:30, somewhere in there.
Well, there I was.
Not like
standing on
my
ladder.
Well, I know. We've heard that story before,
no,
Douglas.
But at that time.
Make a new one.
No.
And you didn't feel nothing.
No.
Of course not.
Hey, I wasn't stable on the ladder anyway, so yeah. it could have wobbled because of that.
I don't know. I don't know that we got any rumblings down here. It was probably wherever the epicenter was. And that's probably where
good.
It rumbled the most. Good. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Do you want to hear Twin Flames?
Sure.
All right.
May as well.
Here we go. Twin Flames with Friends. Twin Flames and Friends. That was for all the people at the UN who are there talking, meeting new friends. Okay. Uh-huh. Hey, I've got another one for you. We talked briefly last week about this, the AMO.
Yeah, the AMO. Yeah, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario.
Okay. Now, a few years ago, 3 years ago, I think, I was sent a plan that AMO was going to do for working with First Nations communities, and it's a plan that was set up for all of the mayors of municipalities. You know, so north of you, I don't know what it's called, like up where Stirling is in those places. What do they call that municipality? Like the one north of me is...
Hastings County?
Oh, no, not the whole county. It would be each like a township or a community or... Maybe it is Hastings County.
Thurlow Township or something?
Yeah, something like that. But but there's a mayor and
I think the one north of us would be Tyendinaga Township.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who their mayor is.
Okay, but they have a municipal office and the plan was to organize and include First Nations peoples in their municipality in what's happening.
They have a volunteer fire department.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right.
I think they don't have an office, I don't think.
No?
I don't think so. They might.
Anyway, I ended up...
He just works out of his basement.
Oh, okay, yeah. So with AMO, the new focus, do you want to just read off the top categories? Give me three or four.
Oh, my God. So they're all pretty greens and blues and just healthy democracy project and land use planning, resource and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Health emergency. Oh, health emergency and social services. Eh.
Okay. But the election resource. And if, you know.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do is tell you how to run your election. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, lead where you live.
Lead. Be a leader.
Be a leader.
Right.
Woohoo. The AMO's comprehensive guide for anyone considering running in the 2026 municipal election. This resource walks you through what municipal councils do, what it means to serve your community, and the steps involved in launching a successful campaign.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I was interested in is that if you
Through the Healthy Democracy Solution Bank, AMO has developed a candidate resource catalog for candidates running for municipal office.
So if you want to run for
resources,
office.
Resources range from helping you make the decision to run or run again to building your team, crafting your message, and getting out the vote.
This is what I wanted to talk about with
Why
you.
Why is that?
Because they have, we missed it because it was last Wednesday.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Or Monday, maybe it was Monday.
I think it was
but
Wednesday.
But the next date is May and coming up.
Okay. So
there is another one, and there's one in June.
Oh.
And they're online.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want, you register. It's free. And you register online. It goes through Zoom. And, you know, you get access to the resources. They talk you through the ideas. So if you're not just you, Sean, if anyone out there listening.
It wouldn't be me.
Okay. Is considering getting involved in a municipal community to run for an office position, mayor, or a counselor. I don't know what other ones they're going to talk about.
But. So it says here that they're offering programs designed to support aspiring candidates, candidates and returning elected officials. Whether you are considering your first run for office, seeking re-election, community or a youth, I don't know, underrepresented community or youth.
Oh, is that right? Underrepresented, so.
We have the program tailored for you. View details of free workshops below.
Just look up the date. There they are.
Yeah, I see them. I see them, Doug.
Yeah, okay. What date do you get?
Well, there is no date.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to look for at the sessions for youth considering running.
Okay.
So that's going to be in October. Oh, April 15th and June 2nd. If you're young,
okay.
If you're a youngin'.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, what you do is you run as a young person. You do all of this stuff. Then you work your way on up to prime minister?
Yes. There you go.
Or work your way on up to...
A mayor?
Oh, yeah. Governor.
Because this is just municipalities.
A member of parliament.
Okay. Or a member of MPP, or if you're in Quebec...
Yeah, remember,
Quebec, they
do it differently?
Yeah, yes.
Why?
Well, no, they have a different, because...
Are they not Canadian?
Yeah. They do it the
same.
So we
got to do it
different. They just have a different term. Like in Alberta, they have a different term for... In Ontario, it's MPP. And in BC, it's the member of a legislature. And, you know, they all have their own... Hey... Don't you want to have diversity across the country? No. Oh, my. Got you stopped. What?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. It's like they just have to we're going to make ours different.
Yes. Every province is different, and territory.
We're going to make it
Nunavut.
Different.
They don't even vote. The people don't vote in the premier of Nunavut. They vote in people.
They pull it out of a hat?
Essentially, they vote
they
in people for
the
their circle, and then that group picks the person who's going to be their leader.
So you get to do it this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
For example, if we're you and I are the ones there, you're going to be the leader.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Otherwise, we won't have one.
No, that wouldn't be me.
Why not?
I don't know.
You'd be good.
You know what it is?
Well, all you have to do is buy your own plane. Oh. And then sell it 3 or 4 days later.
He was flipping it.
Oh.
He wanted to flip it.
That was already done at the Toronto airport.
He was going to be like, it's a new show. He's the governor, right?
No, this is Doug Ford and his airplane that he just bought.
No, I know.
Last Thursday.
I know what
he's
you mean.
He's the prime minister.
But he could buy it with his own money, right?
He's the premier of Ontario.
Yeah, premier. That's the one I was looking for. Yeah, he decided that maybe it's time for him to have his own little Air Force One.
Yeah, or people called it something else. The gravy plane. I loved it.
The gravy plane?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. So what did he have like a reason as to why he purchased it?
Yeah.
He needs to get to meetings?
He needs to go around and travel and get to different places.
Where?
Well.
Like it's Ontario.
From Etobicoke, he could fly out to Vaughan. Or he could fly over to London, Ontario.
Wouldn't he have just gotten himself a helicopter?
Oh, that would have been better. But then, if he wants to fly to northern Ontario, it's going to take a while. Or let's say he wants to fly to Washington, D.C. Go have a chat.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No? Okay. Well, who knows? Maybe he needs the plane.
So he still got the plane or he sold it?
I don't have no idea. We heard today we're selling it at a discount.
Once owned by.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Does it work?
It looked like a nice plane.
Oh, okay.
Looked like one of those.
It's a Bombardier.
It's a jet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bombardier?
It's a corporate jet.
Oh, it may not work then.
They work really well. Yeah. Have you seen them? Oh, yeah. People like
Lear.
Them.
You got to get Lear.
No.
Honda's got one.
Who does?
Honda.
A Lear jet?
No. They got their own jet.
Okay.
They build the Honda jet. Yeah.
Mitsubishi has some.
Oh, they ain't no good.
Oh, they work really well.
Honda works better.
All right.
You should have bought a Honda. Maybe Honda would have showed back up here, built their cars.
Honda's still here building
cars. Oh, are they
cars?
Still here?
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah.
Then there.
No,
they
it's the other teams that are pulling out.
The Chevys?
The Ford and GM and Stellantis. And Caterpillar's gone. And the big truck development's gone. Yep. And I don't know.
Somebody was asleep at the wheel.
No. Well, yeah, there were. You know, like that started in the Harper years.
It's Harper's fault?
No.
Ten years later. More than that. 11, 12 years later.
We can even go back to 1958.
11, 12 years later, it's Harper's fault.
No.
Not the liberals. It's Harper's fault.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go on.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about this?
No,
you want to talk about that?
I've got a couple of songs for you.
How about this?
I have a couple of songs, but we could
play your songs.
And come back when you can talk about that for me.
I don't think there's much to talk about.
It's all right. No, but that's another song, isn't it?
All right, go on. Make your thing play.
Mike Byrne.
Let us know, though, if there's some sort of technical issues in your car, in your home. Maybe it's on your computer someplace. We're experiencing something going on here, and we're wondering if it's going to you all, the at-home listener.
Mm.
Maybe they're riding their bicycle.
I mean,
listening to the radio whilst doing their daily activities
with their afternoon
activities
and running their Discman on the front bars.
Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Possible. They could. It's Sony, right? So yes. It still works.
They still work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I have one at home. Do you want to use it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just play the thing.
All right, here comes Mike Byrne. I'm not quite sure because this is...
Ancient blood in my street.
Sean, that was Mike Byrne, and No Words for Goodbye. That's the
actually all kinds of words for goodbye.
Well, but
see ya, adios.
That's a song that I wanted to put on because there are a lot of students who have finished their exams.
Oh,
okay. My granddaughter finished her exams. It's
kind of a.
She's finished, all finished, yay. Yay. You know, there's a wall coming, so look out, guys. And then I just heard Eli say, oh, I just wrote my last exam.
Did he?
Yeah. Congratulations. Yes. Yeah, so that's good.
Good
all right.
for you.
Yeah, now we're going to go
I
to
hope
something.
All went well. Did he say he did well? I knew every answer.
I hope he did.
Okay. He's engineering, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Next, you had something for us while I look for a song.
Well, it, just a very small thing about Sandra Laron, but she's a multidisciplinary artist. She tells Q Tom Power why true understanding of Canadian identity requires embracing Indigenous stories. So, Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to tell people to go to the CBC website. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
Mm.
I wonder if Dinah's listening.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we won't. So there's that other place, station.
Mm-hmm.
They do radio.
Right.
In Canada.
Yeah.
You could probably go there and listen to this story about Sandra Laron.
Oh.
And for some reason, I think I know Sandra Laron. As far as no, I mean I met her once.
Oh, okay.
Or twice, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, says here that new digital pilot makes registration applications process faster for eligible First Nations. What does that mean?
I was going to ask you that, but you beat me to it.
So in Ottawa and Sitting Anishinaabeg Territory, Indigenous Services Canada. So today the, a couple of weeks ago, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2025.
What?
Never mind. This isn't even interesting anymore.
Oh.
I'm going to turn it.
So, what?
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. You can't have dead air.
I think we can.
Wait. So, you have artists? No, nothing to do with artists.
So you have this here old folks home stuff. Did you want to talk about that now earlier?
Not now.
Why not?
No, because we'll go with that later, next week. It'll be better.
It's next week now?
Yeah. Because well, I haven't finished reading the book.
So you have a book. We'll give them a teaser.
A teaser? Yeah.
Wet their palate.
Andre Picard is
who's
an
that?
Author... He writes columns for the Globe and Mail, and his specialty is healthcare. So he's been following a lot of healthcare. And one of the things that sparked him was the impact of a pandemic on elderly people who were living in long-term care centers or, you know, in hospitals, basically. So he wrote a book, and the book is Neglected No Longer. And so I got it out of the library, and I'm reading it, and it's a tough read, you know, to know what had really happened in some of those places. But it led me to the question about what happens in First Nations communities when you have something like a pandemic going through or health care for elders in long-term situations. People who just can't be at home without the support of social workers, nurses, maybe once in a while a doctor and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. So that next week we're going to do a whole feature on that.
Are we?
Yeah. And we're going to look around the province of Ontario and we're going to look a little bit about the ideas, public health, and so on. So that's what we got set up for you.
Wonderful.
For next week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a few ads and promos we have to run for you.
All right.
Do you want to do them now or wait a bit?
Amnesty International Concerned Canada is rolling back support for Indigenous rights.
Mm-hmm. That's coming out of the United Nations.
Oh, is that the United Nations thing?
Yeah, but that's worth looking
at. Global Human Rights Organization, Amnesty International, is concerned Canada is backsliding on Indigenous rights under Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal government. New laws passed in the last year fast-tracking major projects and expanding resource development have threatened Indigenous people's right to self-determination. The organization says it's an annual global human rights report released Monday evening. So yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So they are finding, particularly when it relates to Indigenous rights, that we are stepping back, said Kedi Nivyabandi, Secretary General of Amnesty International Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We're rolling back. The Human Rights Monitor is lending support to Indigenous relations and civil society groups that opposed Carney's Building Canada Act. The report comes as First Nations continues to raise concerns. The Assembly of First Nations Political Advocacy Organization said Monday that the National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nipinak will speak out about the situation in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
What situation in British Columbia?
Well, we can talk about the fact that the Musqueam had to go to court, and they went all the way up the levels of the court system.
Way up there?
Yeah, to have their rights to use their land. Okay. That's one. Another one is the Wet'suwet'en, years of fighting because they didn't want pipelines put through their property without going through the proper channels.
Are they going to do it anyways?
Well, they haven't done a thing yet.
Is Carney going to put the big big pipe through?
I have no idea.
He probably should.
But there are other places in BC that are running into difficulties with, not having the rights respected.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That goes back to what's happening with Aalto, going from Quebec City to Toronto. It's got to go through so many Indigenous territories and treaties that they... Who do they talk to? And who have they talked to? Anyway,
I don't think they talked to many.
We'll interview them and ask them.
I don't think they showed up on territory. I don't think they did.
No, they probably talked to the chief.
I think.
Because Chief Miracle
maybe they did.
made comments. So I have some
did
of those.
Did he say no?
Didn't say no. No, because he didn't think it pertained to his territory.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying is, who did they talk to all along?
I don't think they talked to anybody.
Well,
They just want to push it through.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I know Altos is a separate company now from anything else. So,
is it?
Well, it is. Anyway, the liability part.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
Carry on.
Anyway, okay. So I have something for you, and then we'll play a couple of songs.
Yes.
And then next thing, next thing you're going to be able to do is you're going to do the 7 o'clock.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is it 7 o'clock already?
Not yet, but we're going to. Well, look at that. We have about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Okay. But I have something. Do you know what spring reverb is?
No.
We're about to find out.
Okay.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its 5th edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Catarocway Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
There's no place like
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place, it's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolfe on CFRC.
Thank you.
landed in Bridges when I peak. It's so good to dream, so very good to believe. But I'm losing hope, losing hope, and it's the simplest things, oh, they so easily escape. Oh, it's the simplest things, oh, they so easily escape. Oh.
But now